People have a personal responsibility to behave in a responsible fashion. Indoor dining limits also being lifted in Texas. Mississippi's governor also lifting his state's mask mandate. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 101 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 31. More details at srnnews.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here is something from the News Talk 93.1 FM Department of...
What? I do not want politically correct. I do not like the negative effect. I do not want my freedoms checked. In fact, I really do object. I do not want the disrespect. I do not like the disconnect. I only want my self-respect. I do not like to be henpecked. I do not like what you expect. I do not like that you select. I do not like the PC vulture. I do not like the cancel culture.
That makes two of us. And any parent who read Dr. Seuss, and they loved it because it rhymed, it was fun. Never did anybody in a million years of evolution ever look at that and say, am I teaching my child something hateful? It's just so stupid, crazy. Here's a... had 75 shares on that, and that's not even up an hour. That's like an incredible amount, especially during the morning show. And then...
My random facts are up, by the way.
Oh.
So you...
And I can share them from your page to mine without restriction, right?
Yeah, I don't lock anything on my page.
Okay. Leanne, our friend, who, by the way, will join us on Happy Hour Friday, along with JT. Best comment on a post I saw, Donald Trump took out ISIS, Joe Biden took out Dr. Seuss. Enough said.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. After a dismal start to our weather week, things are going to get a lot better. Today, we should have a dry day, gradual improvements as the day goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by this afternoon. That's still below normal, but it's a step in the right direction. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s, a nice Thursday. Friday, upper 60s, maybe teasing 70. Another dry day, but maybe some showers by Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Rich here for Plumbing by LukeWire. Now, you've heard and maybe used LukeWire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by LukeWire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed. They are bonded. They're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call LukeWire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
It is 8:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The bomb hours tonight after the show is Jessie Lynn night.
Yes.
We're going to have some of her EPs to give away. Unfortunately, you won't be able to bring Lincoln to sing with you.
I know, and he's been such a good boy. You know, this is his first visit to the studio, and he's been a good boy.
You've probably heard about my little dog, Hershey.
Yes.
Who's going to be 15.
Wow.
In 12 days. I got him when he was just a handful of hair. coming back from Fort Lauderdale, it was actually rescued there.
Right.
So I brought him back with me, and I hated leaving him alone, so I'd bring him to work.
Right.
And we did a show, and I had this group of women called the Cosmo Girls. We used to talk about, you know, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Hershey was here, and I had at least three women, and we did a thorough search of this studio just in case there was a little accident. I swear, we did not see a thing. The next day, I'm listening to the late, great Don Markwell during his show, and I cannot tell you, my heart sank when I heard, "Why do I have dog turd on my shoe?" And he wore nice shoes. He was very proud of his shoes. And I couldn't have felt worse because I'm still kind of new in town.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the guy that, you know, ruined Don Markwell's shoes. Remember that, Jay?
I do remember.
Well.
So we have Praline.
Yes. So Ken Reynolds, our good friend with City of Montgomery Events Planning, brought those back from New Orleans.
Oh.
And he was texting me over the weekend to see, you know, what we were good for and all of that good stuff. So he brought us some goodies back.
These are low calorie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pralines? Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And completely.
All natural stuff, sugar, butter, pecans, milk, vanilla.
Mm-hmm. And there's a dozen in there. So he said we could munch accordingly.
Well, now we do have to be careful because my friend David Blackman calls this guy America's little menace. Because of the destruction his inconsistent advice caused. But this could be good news for the chubby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci with some concerning news about COVID vaccines. New research shows they don't work as well if you're fat. And it can't be fixed just by making longer needles. Remember before the pandemic when I warned you about the obesity epidemic? Well, you didn't listen to me then either. When will you people get it through your fat head that you should be doing something about your fat head? I know there's nothing else to do but sit around your house and eat cannoli all day, but my own, what would you rather be on? A treadmill or a ventilator? Curing this disease would be a piece of cake if you just stopped eating pieces of cake already. I tell you to hit the gym, but those places are petri dishes with spandex. So drop the weight before you drop dead. Got that, tubby? Because if you think these vaccines are going to work on you, fat chance.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, who wants to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card? I've got a conundrum for you, and it's kind of like a fill in the blank. What was the show that used to do that? Was that the Match Game?
Yeah.
Didn't Alec Baldwin host a version of that more recently?
He did, yeah, more recently, yes.
By the way, they say it was a surrogate that produced his latest child.
The baby after 6 months out? Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
We were curious how that worked.
Yeah, it wasn't a miracle family moment. It was, they had another one going on before the first one was born. Anyway, here it is. Fill in the blank. If you are a bartender at age 40, you are most likely to be blank. If you're a bartender at age 40, you are most likely to be blank. Fill in the blank. 272-9228. Hey, even a wild guess qualifies you for the grand prize drawing, which is a mere 49 hours away. So give us a holler, 272-9228. I'm going to play local news, and if not, we'll just go to Lawrence Welkin, one toke over the line.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. The attorneys for the teenager charged with capital murder and the death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are seeking youthful offender status for him. If granted, the status would limit any prison time to a maximum of 3 years. A hearing for William Chase Johnson is set for next Monday. The election results are in. Democratic candidate Kirk Hatcher won the Alabama Senate District 26 seat. Hatcher beat opponent William Green with 78% of the vote. Green had 21% of the vote. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says the city plans to honor the legacy of Claudette Colvin as someone who challenged Montgomery's segregated buses in the 1950s. Reed says the city is working with Colvin's family, and more will be announced in the coming weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Just remember a few minutes back, Jay asked me if I had my stick.
Yes.
The one that's going to help us find the new chair. I'm taking that to Kaiser.
Yay.
And Stella and Dale and Cheryl are going to help us find the next glorious chair for this radio studio. I'm looking forward to that. ShopKaiser.com. It is 8:11, and we have a contest going. It is a fill-in-the-blank type of conundrum. And here it is. If you are 40 years old and a bartender, you are most likely to be what?
Fighting.
No. It's not an activity kind of answer. So let's start with Soldier Boy.
Divorced.
Divorced is a good guess, but not a winning answer.
Ooh,
thanks for trying. Here is Jonathan, 40 years old. You are most likely, and a bartender, you're most likely to be what?
I was going to say single, but starting to question that after the last answer.
Well, no, the last answer was divorced.
Single.
But this person may have never been married either, so they could technically be single.
So... Is single your answer?
Yes.
Okay, then makes you.
Sure, wow! Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Well, I really milked the hell out of that one, didn't I, Jay?
Oh my goodness! Well, guess what? You are going to the Seafood Bistro with a $10 head start.
Yeah.
I was just telling my wife we're going to take the family there in a few days.
Well, good. Guess what? You're going to get to now. Now, what you have to do is hang on the line because Jay's going to get some info from you.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure you're ready to rock and roll.
All right.
All right. Hang tight.
Okay. And let's say good morning to Perry. We got a winner, but you're in the grand prize drawing.
Well, I appreciate it. I didn't want to be rude and hang up.
Well, we appreciate it. We love talking to you guys and hanging on, and it's good to hear from everybody.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much.
Thanks. Have
now,
a great day.
People who are single age 40, they did a study on this. That's where I got this information. Other people who are most likely to be single at age 40, other professions, I should say, include butchers. How do you bring that up at, you meet somebody at a social event?
And bring up what? I was on the phone. Bring up what?
There's a list. There are 10 occupations where you're most likely to be single at age 40. Bartender was number one. Mm. 70% of bartenders are single at age 40. But butchers are on the list.
Hmm. Hmm.
We need them. God knows they do important work. In fact, my buddy, the butcher at Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, is fantastic. I just know how you introduce that. You know, it's like... I'm really good with a cleaver.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, I chop up meat very well.
How's that for a clever cleaver? Flight attendants, most likely to be single at age 40.
Probably actors, all the travel.
Yeah. Actors, flight attendants who really love their work, it's got to be very hard to be married to one long term.
Yeah.
Because they're just gone.
Not there all the time.
Yeah.
And since they're totally at the airline...
Mercy.
Airlines mercy with the scheduling. They miss a lot of family events and stuff. They can get kind of annoying. Agricultural food graders and sorters, restaurant hosts, brick masons, food processing workers, and hotel desk clerks, all the top 10 professions where you're most likely to be single at the age of 40.
Wow.
We hope we found something that you really care about.
No!
Okay. Well, we're going to keep trying. We still have 45 minutes to accomplish something here on News Talk 93.1 FM. We are going to be coming back with a traffic update and today's News of the Weird. Don't miss it.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids, and you would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility. Call about our 50% off special for the month of March. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news.
Weird
news.
News
of the weird.
People watching television in San Diego, live TV yesterday, were hearing a report on the cancellation of Comic-Con.
Hmm.
Which is a big deal. Remember we talked to Olivia Newton-John? Her daughter. They agreed to do Sharknado 5.
As long as it would get them to Comic-Con.
How about that?
I've wanted to go to that one. It's one of the bigger and harder to get into conventions. I say one of the bigger, probably the biggest.
Well, rather than postpone it to later in the year when there might be a better chance of getting it done. Look at the Dow futures are in the red. I knew this would happen as soon as I woke up today. Anyway, a reporter was there doing a live shot from the convention center where Comic-Con was supposed to happen. And a shooting breaks out right behind him. Listen to this.
Citing the ongoing pandemic as the reason for the cancellation, this is a big, big loss. We spoke to Trevor Christensen, who owns Activation Pros. They help staff about 200 people every year during the Comic-Con. There's something going on here in the distance. I think we have an officer involved shooting. Excuse me. I'm going to see if we can come back out live. There's a shooting going on right now between an officer and a car that he had just pulled over. Forgive us for getting onto the story that we're covering. We don't know a lot about what's going on right now or how much we want to cover it. We saw this officer pull over the car about 2 minutes before our live hit. We are a safe distance away and we're going to kind of stay back. We did see an officer backpedaling as he fired off a couple of shots and retreated. We can see him standing about 80 feet behind his patrol car right now. And we don't know where the suspect might be. So, Phil, we are going to send it back to you so we can get a safe distance away.
Now, I didn't get an exact count, but it sounded to me like there were about 24 separate gunshots. And he's just standing there doing his live report. You know, if you know what the sound of a gunshot is like, that's a good time to, until you know exactly where it is.
Right.
To, like, dive behind some type of shelter, a car, someplace. Apparently, he has never heard a gun go off before. Also, this moment with police, in this case, incredible bravery in Volusia County, Florida, as deputies, and this is their the camera they wear, rescuing a woman from a car that was sinking in water.
Hey, Sheriff's Office! Climb out to the back right now! The door's open!
I'm trying. The door's not open.
No, come back to me! Back to me! You're good. You unbuckled?
Yeah.
Come on. Get out. Forget your purse. Let's go.
Come on.
Climb up. Help me get her out.
All Bravo right. 23 Central. We got the female out. The vehicle's all the way underwater. I got your purse.
Oh, thank you.
That's pretty incredible, don't you think?
It is. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, because her car was sinking, and They got to write. There's something about her reminding me of something in the distant past.
I've fallen.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Who would like to know about six things that go on sale in March?
Six things that go on sale?
Yes, this is right from the Reader's Digest, so it has to be accurate. And no, I did not steal this from a doctor's office.
I'm trying to think of, like, what March would have a sale. All right, go ahead.
Well, TVs. Manufacturers are getting ready to release new models, so it's the second best month of the year to buy a television set. Which month do you think is number one, class?
Normally, it would be November.
You are correct.
Wow.
But I've also heard the same deals roll around in, I think, around January, February for the big game.
Yeah.
So,
the big game.
Yeah, there's deals there, too.
By the way, jewelry. Good time to buy jewelry in March.
Usually, right around March to May, you're going to see prices that are better than Black Friday deals. Because Black Friday, if you start watching the trends now, what is your normal price now is actually cheaper now, plus sales that they do, because throughout the years it gets to Black Friday, you'll see that bottom line number actually increase. So when they do the sale, you're paying the actual amount.
I did not know this.
Yes.
Which is why, I would never be a businessman. I just don't have that gift. But I sure do respect the people that are.
Yay!
Winter sports gear. Yeah, if I didn't have that pitcher's jacket I got from the Florida Marlins, I would probably look for something I could wear on a bike ride, because I've been through some pretty miserable weather. Yes,
I hadn't missed a day, though, have you?
Straight in, no, I have not. Snowboards and heavy coats get discounted as you get closer to spring. Frozen food. March is National Frozen Foods Month. And a lot of grocery stores offer deals. Of course, you can go to Food Outlet, get a cost plus 10 year-round. The National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association partners with coupons.com to offer additional discounts. Mattresses. New models around the way. Stores trying to get rid of last year's stuff. And grills. Now, that's something I need to look at. We've gotten almost 6 years out of the current grill. It's a three-burner grill. Not big. I don't need one of those.
Yeah.
Like the guy that has enough space for 40 bottles of
doubles
sauce.
Doubles as an RV.
Right. But this, mine is really, I've got about 50% of the original grilling working.
Okay.
So I have to if I were grilling steaks for you guys, I would have to place them in certain spots where I know it still gets hot. Because they get old, you know? A pair of contractors renovating a kitchen in Scotland removed the floor from a room and found a message from the previous owners along with a bottle of whiskey. Craig Harrigan, age 35, posted video to Discovery on TikTok. He said he and a colleague were working in the kitchen of an Edinburgh, Scotland home and they pulled up the floor and found a message written on the tiles beneath, reading, Jack and May lived here, three kids and a dog, kitchen done up during April and May 2001. All the best, have a drink on us. And the note was accompanied by a bottle of Glenkinchie whiskey. So I guess they were doing a new floor 20 years later.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
Here's something else, a story that seems to come up every so often. Undetonated World War II bombs.
A lot of those, too.
Authorities in Britain said 2,600 properties had to be completely evacuated for the controlled explosion of an undetonated World War II bomb found near the University of Exeter. Police later confirmed the object, it was a German bomb, an SC-1000 Sprengbomber, also known as a Hermann bomb. The Royal Army evacuated a school and 2,600 other buildings so the bomb disposal experts could conduct a controlled explosion of the blast. I guess that's the only way to get rid of it. If it's been sitting there for 60 years, but they can still go off and cause tremendous damage. It's 8:25. He'll be joining us tomorrow afternoon on Happy Hour. in the meantime, they are open because we are right around the corner from the warm weather season and the fun that goes with it at Adams Motorsports. So see my buddy Terry Adams, also known as the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, for the best deals on the best products, many of which are made right here in Alabama. I don't know if they got jet skis in yet. We'll find out tomorrow. They get a limited number. That's it. Once they're gone, they're gone. So those went early last year as people, with all the restrictions, were looking for new ways to find amusement safely. Jet skis was one of those options. So they sold out their year's allotment in just a matter of weeks. Those should be in soon if they're not in already. Polaris products, which are made right here in Alabama, that come with unbelievably low interest rates and an incredible guarantee. The interest rates, by the way, it's not a bait and switch kind of deal. These interest rates are available to anybody with decent credit. They buy down the credit standard, Polaris does, so people can get their products at the lowest available single-digit rate. And same thing with Kawasaki and Suzuki and the other manufacturers who offer off-road products, bikes, cycles. Don't forget Kymco scooters and so many other ways to entertain. If you're shopping for somebody who loves the outdoors, they've got a big accessory shop at Adams Motorsports. Stop by, get help from the staff. Everybody there lives that lifestyle. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. You can browse pre-owned inventory and start that credit app at adamsmotorsports.com at 826.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We are still busy around the boulevard this morning, especially Northeast Boulevard at Ware's Ferry. Little congestion, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to pass along. Buckle up and be safe out there this morning. If you're looking for a pickup truck, any brand, make, or model, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overstocked with pickups. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit caravitavillage.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in 1 low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
If you're introduced to someone whose nickname is Regular Fingers, you'll immediately start looking for something weird about your own fingers.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
I have not had that one yet. I need to do a birthday wish to, and it's amazing over the years how many people I've met locally that used to live in Miami and actually remember me from radio down there. Among them, Peggy Porterfield.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I'm a day late with that, and I apologize profusely. The Porterfields are two of the nicest people I've had the privilege of knowing up here. And we certainly hope it's a great pit. And she is now years old. I'm not stupid.
I know.
Do you know how old Lincoln is?
Let me see Lincoln.
Hey, come here.
Where's that little
creature? Come here. Come on. We got to talk to Mr. Greg.
All right. I'm going to guess like five-ish.
He's seven.
Okay.
He adopted him when he was six, and then he had a birthday.
Oh.
So he's now seven. He's quite comfy, as you can tell.
Quite.
He's not a mama's boy at all.
The reason I guess that age is there's just a little grain going on in the muzzle there.
Little tint, and if you actually look on top of his head, he's got more white hairs coming in on the top of his
head. You'll find that on my head, too.
Yeah. Just a few.
Next time you're standing behind me, take a look. I love those ears, too. He's got, like, perfect ears.
I got little men pin ears. He said I can run all over the place, too.
See, what we're doing this morning, folks, is trying to make up for the loss of Rich Thomas. So the adorability factor is now coming in through Jesse and her dog. And again, a reminder tonight at the Baumhauers after the show this afternoon, it's Jesse Lynn night.
Yay!
Come and join us.
And Richmond's sitting too far away.
Richmond's is coming. Yeah. Look at this market. It was up 200. It went down into the red, and now the Dow is up 50. Somebody must have said something that investors liked. 832, I'll try and find out what that is. In the meantime, we just gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Here with more on this incredible restaurant, Jay Scott.
Yes, let me talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. They're located just down the road from us. In fact, I believe they may still have king cakes available.
Ooh.
You know, if you're doing that thing. Although I think Mardi Gras is over with, but I think they still may have king cakes available for you. But check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, where you can actually go inside, sit down, and enjoy a meal. They are not they're not closed or just doing delivery only or curbside pickup. They do have dine-in seating available for you. And you can also do the others. You can also have it delivered by using the delivery apps on your phone. Any of them have the Seafood Bistro, which, by the way, that's a convenient place to go to right now and look at the menu if you want to. You don't have to remember the website, which is theseafoodbistro.com. Not hard to remember, but you've got it right there on your phone with the app. Go to DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and you'll see the entire menu to select from the Seafood Bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road, 279-7500. They open up today and every day. I mean, 7 days a week. They open at 11 a.m. for your dining convenience. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
What is that? I can't. You talked about it many times. That one thing that they made special for you, cheese curds. Right?
Yeah, they were cheese curds because it was the fair. They had 1 year at the fair. They had this guy there selling cheese curds, and then they never had the guy back until I think this past year. Well, no, it wasn't this past year because they didn't do the fair this past year, or did they?
They did.
They did, but it was really low key.
They did, but we didn't. Yeah, we didn't attend. We weren't there. But, yeah, so year before last, I guess they did the fair. But anyway, talking about the cheese curds, Chef Paul Doe over there at Seafood Bistro said, oh, we can do cheese curds. And he got some, and he calls them Cajun cheese curds, and they're fantastic. I miss them so much. Not because they took them off the menu, but because, you know, the diet's different now. So,
not to torment you, but what's the one thing more than any other you miss?
Did I miss?
Oh, by the way, I gave an assignment to Mrs. Rutabaga on those steel-cut oats.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget the oats.
The oats. What do I miss the most? I guess I don't miss things too much because, I mean, I can still have them. I just, they're now a very special occasion type of thing to have one. And when I say one, I'm talking about anything that's, you know, normally, which is almost everything that is bad for me. A really good pizza.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I miss the, what was it? The ham, egg, and cheese sandwich thing.
Oh, yeah, the grilled sandwich.
You know?
I almost killed him a couple of years ago on his birthday.
At my own request.
Yes. You can't pin that on me.
No, because I asked for it. I wanted a double-decker grilled breakfast sandwich. Yeah.
Yes.
But he doubled it for my birthday, and I ate that thing. And because I thought, more's got to be better, right?
I mean, and I just really piled it on. That thing, I'm surprised you didn't break your jaw trying to bite it. But it was...
That was too much food. too much food. So, yeah, pizza, and I miss the Cajun cheese curd. Fried okra, a lot of fried foods. I miss a lot of fried foods.
There may be something. There's a new restaurant at near the Millbrook food outlet right next door that I tried last night. And I actually found some menu items there that I could have pretty decently without having to worry too much about, you know, just, you know, still good food.
Well, the thing about Seafood Bistro is they do have grilled options.
Yes.
So I can still order there and get it grilled. I can get it blackened and probably put something on the list there to say, you know, hold the salt. I try to keep the sodium down.
Right.
So
that is a good thing because they'll do that not just for you but for everybody too, right?
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So
I feel bad. Here I am ready for enshrinement in the Liver Hall of Fame with the way I took care of myself. Well, it's just... Some people have that indestructibility thing going.
Look, I look at it and I say, you know, you had a good run of eating what you really liked.
Yeah.
Now it's time to not, you know, to be more serious about your health.
I am so impressed with your dedication to it. And he does not complain, by the way.
No. I miss it, but I don't complain. There's no point in complaining. What is complaining going to get you?
Nothing. Not a darn thing. 8:37, let's get Rich in for the forecast. He'll be back with us live tomorrow.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a dismal start to our weather week, things are going to get a lot better. Today, we should have a dry day, gradual improvements as the day goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by this afternoon. That's still below normal, but it's a step in the right direction. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s, a nice Thursday. Friday, upper 60s, maybe teasing 70. Another dry day, but maybe some showers by Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We are still busy around the boulevard this morning, especially Northeast Boulevard at Ware's Ferry. Little congestion, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to pass along. Buckle up and be safe out there this morning. If you're looking for a pickup truck, any brand, make, or model, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overstocked with pickups. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The election results are in. Democratic candidate Kirk Hatcher won the Alabama Senate District 26 seat. Hatcher beat opponent William Green with 78% of the vote. Green had 21% of the vote. The attorneys for the teenager charged with capital murder and the death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are seeking youthful offender status for him. If granted, the status would limit any prison time to a maximum of 3 years. A hearing for William Chase Johnson is set for next Monday. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says the city plans to honor the legacy of Claudette Colvin as someone who challenged Montgomery's segregated buses in the 1950s. Reed says the city is working with Colvin's family, and more will be announced in the coming weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You will have your oats tomorrow.
Hey!
We are at 8:41. Our Morning Maroon nominees just ahead. Here is Sam on the phone.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Greg. Hey, everyone. Morning crew. I just wanted to call up and thank you. I cashed in my Seafood Bistro card yesterday at High Noon. Went by and saw Paul. And
what'd you get?
I got the shrimp po' boy with a side of Kanika sausage. And it was, Paul loaded me up. It had the okra and the fried shrimp. It was a huge platter. And you make two meals out of it. And it was hot and fresh, and I really enjoyed it. And I just wanted to call in and say thank you. And that's it, man.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for calling in and let us know. That was great.
Appreciate it, Sam.
Yeah, yes, sir. And I'm enjoying the show. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You know, they do so many great things over there, but they are still the best French fry makers in town.
Yes, sausage is another thing that I've missed.
We're just taking a walk down memory lane. That's the Isle of Food outlet.
There is some brand of bacon, but it makes it low sodium bacon. And so that's, you know, I'm okay with that. Full, regular salted bacon, though. I haven't had that in a while.
Oh, man.
I had some of that at Christmas when I went to the, there was a brunch
right
there that was held on Christmas, and so I had some of that.
What is the low-sodium bacon? Is that something that they have a food outlet?
Pick up for you? You know, I haven't checked that there. I should. I should check that. It's right across the street from Winn-Dixie, so.
Let me know the name.
I will.
It is 8:42. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming out, and we'll also pay tribute via Fleetwood Mac to the liars on Twitter.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 92244.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help their River Region Humane Societies.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Wasn't a giant story, but Potato Head Joe's choice for Office of Management and Budget withdrew her nomination because this whole going back and looking at Twitter history thing that has hurt so many people, turned out she had been tweeting pictures of Senator Ted Cruz as a vampire along with some other political humor. So it kind of backfired, and she withdrew her name. Other stupidity before we even get to the Morning Maroon nominees. The National Weather Service yesterday issued a tornado warning to over 1 million cell phones in Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Scared the hell out of a lot of people, but it was a test that wasn't shown to be a test when it arrived on people's phones.
Oh.
It's great to have the technology to warn that many people, but you got to make sure you're...
There's a tornado warning, honey, but all I see is the sunshine.
And on that note, it's time to meet today's Morning Maroon nominees. Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Kadai.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Start in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where somebody tried to break into a house last week but ran off when she heard people inside the house. Police came as they searched the area around the window. They found the burglar had dropped a bottle of water and an empty bag of Cheetos. So they called out Law and Order Special Cheeto Unit. And they searched the area and found a woman named Sharon Carr hiding in the shadows. When she opened her mouth, the police noticed her teeth were very orange.
Oh, my Lord. You might be stupid if...
If you leave your bag of Cheetos, because, obviously she doesn't want to break into the house, make sure you take the Cheetos with. So she was arrested for first-degree burglary, even though she never got in and got anything. Good. Now we go to Phoenix, Arizona. 42-year-old guy named John Harbison called the police on Sunday to report a break-in at his apartment. When the police arrived there, they didn't find any signs of a break-in, but they did find his huge stash of drugs because he didn't bother to hide it. And we're not talking about a roach clip in an ashtray or a pill that may have been left out on a table.
Right.
This idiot calls the police. Here's what he had. 6,000 fentanyl pills.
Oh my God.
A bag of meth, which I suspect had something to do with the stupidity here. Scales, baggies, needles, and $5,000 in cash, all sitting in plain sight. He is in jail without bond awaiting felony drug distribution
charges.
What
a dummy.
Well, yeah. There's the first guy. There's the winner so far. You got one more, right, though?
I do. I do have one more. And it's a woman in Pennsylvania who apparently didn't read the book Probation for Dummies.
Oh, jeez.
She went to her probation appointment yesterday with 30 bags of heroin.
Oh, Lord.
Not realizing there were drug-sniffing dogs inside the courthouse, who immediately made a beeline for her. She is back in jail because that's why they call it probation. You get a chance to live a free life, but you got to prove you're following the rules. So we had some real dummies here.
I still think the guy that called the police and it's sitting in plain sight.
Yeah. You know, you would think you would take a moment. It takes the police at least a couple of minutes to get to your place, find something, shove all of that stuff into it before they come in the door.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
He is absolutely guilty of embezzlement. 8:50.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We are still busy around the boulevard this morning, especially Northeast Boulevard at Ware's Ferry. Little congestion, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to pass along. Buckle up and be safe out there this morning. If you're looking for a pickup truck, any brand, make, or model, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overstocked with pickups. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and even bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in bucking stock, featuring six-time PRCA Stock Contractor of the Year, Frontier Rodeo Company, and special acts by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland and a team of monkeys riding border collies. That's right. We said big laughs were in store. Don't miss out. We'll see you at Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. Learn more at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office. And also a school. And a gym. And a store. A movie theater. A bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Superfast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You are canceled, Dr. Seuss. You're banned from libraries. Mulberry Street is racist. Insensitive imagery, Dr. Seuss. Bigoted and biased while teaching kids to read.
What a bunch of crap.
You're unpublished, Dr. Seuss. Bern Horton, here's a who. Ban the Grinch that stole Christmas. Outlaw if I ran the zoo, Dr. Seuss. How long before they outlaw green eggs and ham too?
8:53, let me take a quick check since I put that little thread up on Facebook, the Dr. Seuss parody. I'm sure I can get to this very quickly, right?
Facebook? Yeah.
Where did I put? Here it is. Okay, let's refresh the page. And wow,
146 shares
in a little over an hour.
Wow.
And 157 reactions. And I heard a political analyst yesterday say that if Republicans really want to win in 2022, they don't need to run on Biden or anything else. Run on this.
Mm-hmm.
This attack on Dr. Seuss. They have jumped.
They've
the
lost
fence.
Their mind.
They really have. So that is on my wall. Please read it and share it. At 8:54, have you ever had a mortifying moment with a family member? Is it like there's a story today that says most people want to live close to their families, but not too close?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a drive. You know, the thing that makes Everybody Loves Raymond funny is that his parents are right across the street and they're always in their face. I could not handle that. But a woman posted a story in Reddit. She was cleaning up her apartment. And I guess she had been to a store like Love Stuff.
Uh-oh.
One of those type places.
Mm.
And had a pair of playful shackles.
Uh-oh.
that were attached to her coffee table.
Okay.
And so mom wanted to know what's up with the handcuffs on the table. I don't know that you can explain that. In fact, her mother said, so I don't want to ask what's up with the handcuffs on the table, but what's up with the handcuffs on the table? I believe the answer to a question like that goes something like...
Hum, 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 hum.
Yeah, huh? Anybody else have a story like that to tell?
Absolutely that, nothing.
No.
Nope.
I've done a lot of crazy things. I don't think I've ever had to explain something like that to mom or pop. We invite you to join us at Baumhauer's. It's Jesse Lynn night tonight.
Woohoo!
We'll have some copies of her new EP to give away.
Yes.
I'm going to buy one and give one away.
Yay.
And, of course, the great food and camaraderie that comes with it. So if you've been waiting for the right occasion, the right reason to come and join us at Baumhauer's, tonight's a good night to do it because Jesse will be there.
That's right. And I think how I want to do this is I'm going to have just some little index cards that I'm going to have, you know, put your name and your phone number just in case. And we're going to put it in a box and then we'll draw kind of throughout the night and give away some copies. And then also I'll have some available for purchase as well. So we'll try to make it easy and simple. But yeah, just in case if you happen to leave before we do the drawing, I'll have your phone number and call you and get it to you.
Cool. And by the way, it was a pleasure to meet Lincoln this morning.
Yes, he's been a good boy. He is sacked out right now.
Is he in the, you have that shoulder bag. Is that a doggy carry
that's
bag?
That's a doggy carry bag. And it has his name on it.
Oh, of course. So it's got to be monogrammed.
It's got his name. Says
look
Lincoln,
at that.
And then his little diaper bag that I carry, oops, has his name on it, too. So it's just a little spoiled. Just a little bit, but, you know.
For those who have been missing the
adorable
Rich Thomas, Jesse, you more than made up for it this morning.
Sorry, had to.
I will be back at 3 o'clock for Happy Hour, following Joey next and Dan Morris at noon.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Flickering lights, snaps, crackles, and pops from your electrical outlets? Keep your family safe. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Rick's Jewelers in Prattville, where quality has been shining through for over 30 years. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
It's March 3rd, the greatest day ever. On the 3rd of March, 1931, President Herbert Hoover signed a congressional act making the Star-Spangled Banner the official national anthem of the United States. Though it took close to a century, today, finally, every American knows the lyrics by heart, and no one ever messes it up. Have a great March 3rd, the greatest day ever.
I'm done.
That's our show.
It's over.
What?
It's over. It is over.
Is that it?
That's it.
Everybody still awake?
Will you come on already? I just can't stand these long goodbyes.
All right. Big finish. See you later.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.